listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening once again, everybody. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls back with you again tonight from the MCHS Arena as the 2023-24 girls high school basketball season kicks off for the Montgomery County Lady Indians. Fleming County is here to test the Lady Indians tonight, the Lady Panthers, who are coming off a season where they were 15-17 a year ago. They've got most of their key personnel back and come in here trying to see if they can make some noise. They are a team that has not beaten Montgomery County in this century. The Lady Indians have beaten Fleming County 10 times in 10 tries. One did go to overtime, and that must have been quite a battle. I'm trying to go back and think if I can even remember that game, but back in 2020, Montgomery County won 78-73 in overtime. And I don't know if you remember that one, Ivan?
I don't believe you called that game. That was a game that I had over there, and they shot the ball really well. They had a young lady, I can't remember her name right now, but boy, she could knock the bottom out of the basket from three-point land, and it was a doozy of a ball game back and forth. In that ball game over at the Panther Den there in Fleming County. But, you know, Brad Cox, third year, former coach up at Mason County, taking over his program. And you've seen the marked improvement over the last two seasons. And this is a season where I think they can make a little noise there in the 16th region with what they have. And, you know, if Coach Cox has anything to do with it, they'll represent themselves well throughout these next few months.
Lady Indians, of course, some new personnel. They've got a new player. They've lost a key player. But again, looking to have an outstanding season. And they're going to play one of the most challenging schedules that the Lady Indians, who have always played a good schedule, have ever played. I'm not sure that this potentially doesn't end up being the best, although, boy, that's tough to say going back into the 1990s when a couple of those teams played the LIT. And well, it seemed like every night out they were battling a great challenge. I was going to be courtside with Dustin High coming up. Let's step out for 90 seconds, and then we'll come back and hear the pregame comments from the coaches with Ivan. You're listening to Montgomery County Lady Indians basketball here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Back here at the arena, Montgomery County and Fleming County, ready to meet in girls' action. I was with Montgomery County girls head coach Dustin High right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with Dustin High head coach and Montgomery County Lady Indians and coach. It seems just like yesterday. We were out tossing the ball up a new season and new hope comes with this program. You do it this year with a core group that's been around for a while. We've all grown old together, and I know a lot of hope and expectations out of this unit this year.
There are, and it's been a fun ride with this group, and I mean, not many coaches get to say they coach anybody for 5 years, and to have this group as seniors that have been in the thick of things for 5 years is really special.
Just look at the schedule that you've been able to comprise this year. Talks about those expectations. What's it been like with this team during the offseason, do the preseason, getting ready for this journey that you're about to embark on?
Well, the preseason was a good preview of what the rest of the schedule looks like. We had two tough ones, and I think it's going to force this group to grow every night. And it starts tonight with a really good Fleming County team.
Talk about this Fleming County team, of course. Brett Cox, we're all familiar with his time there at Mason County. Now in his third year, he's seen this team improve each year, wins and losses. What do you expect tonight out of these Lady Panthers?
Well, it's a very similar situation to what we've got. I mean, he's built it with a young core, and they've been around for a while. And they didn't lose anybody last season and picked up a good one in Burns. And it's going to be a dogfight.
Tempo, that was a key for your team a year ago. Is that the same thing you feel like this year, even though you have a little bit more length with the newcomer Savannah Jarvis down inside?
It is, and I think it's going to be – I want to push it, but we got to push it with some reason and being intentional with – taking advantage of the opportunities, but also recognizing when we need to slow it down and get organized.
What are some things you want to see early out of this team, not only in this game, but early in this season for this group?
Just taking care of the ball and controlling the glass.
Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck on this 2023-24 campaign.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We return. We'll get a chance to talk to the head coach of Fleming County. That's Coach Brad Cox. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morgan invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicated to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Well, as you can tell, the band is here. They are way upstairs, but I tell you what, they have they picked up some members. They're a little bit bigger numbers, I think, than they may have been a year ago, and they're making some noise in here tonight as we get ready. Right now, having the meetings of the officials and the captains out in the center of the floor. Montgomery County has their four seniors out there, Hayden Barrier, Reagan Oney, Shea Harris, Allie Dillon. Dillon is just out in sweat still, not cleared to play yet, so they're Montgomery County playing without her coming in tonight. Who's been an outstanding player over time. Right now, Ivan Rawls is standing by with the head coach of the Fleming County Lady Panthers, Brad Cox. Technical problem over there, and trying to get Ivan's attention. He's got Coach Cox there, but we're not getting any connection. We'll step out. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you.
We do have Ivan now with Coach Cox. Let's go back to him.
What is causing you to try to pull at your hair at times about this team?
Well, you know, it's the first game, so we're excited. And, you know, having everyone back and Lacey Burns coming over, you know, I think we've got potential to be a good team. I just don't know if we're there yet or not, but you know, we're going to find, and I told the girls this in the locker room before the game came out, said regardless of what happens tonight, we're going to know where we stand right off the bat, and it's going to be good for us regardless of what happens, and we'll take it, win or lose, and go from it, and move on, and hopefully we'll make them better tonight too. It's an out-of-region game, so let's make each other better tonight and move on, and both have a good season.
If you're playing well, what is this team doing?
We're really, the first two seasons, you know, getting used to me, guards getting a little bit of experience. We, you know, we're a little robotic offensively. They're kind of looking to me a little much, too much, I thought. So, you know, more so in the summer, it's just like, you need to go play. And that's starting to carry over a little bit. We want to run our stuff when we have to, but, you know, we want them to be basketball players first, and we're starting to take strides in that direction.
What's the thing you're going to tell your young ladies before they come back out and tip this off? We got to stop for Montgomery County, or it's going to be a long night.
Well, we got to stop Hayden. She's a really good player, and, you know, they've got good pieces around them, fundamentally sound, well-coached. But regardless of who we're playing, we've preached rebounding, guarding, and taking better care of the ball. If we do those things and have that mentality that we're going to play the next play, then we should continue to move in the right direction.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck,
yes,
as always.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Right.
Yep.
That's Brad Cox, head coach for the Fleming County Lady Panthers. We're just inside the seven-minute mark before this opening tip-off for Lady Indians basketball, and for a lot of girls basketball around the state. Some played last night along with the boys, but still, this is day two of the season here in the Bluegrass. We'll return here to the MCHS Arena. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Getting close to a milestone for Lady Indian as Hayden Barrier enters tonight's game, 43 points away from 2,000 in her career. And, of course, this has been a team. They've benefited from playing early a little bit, although struggling, a couple of seasons.
Yeah, mightily early on.
And then the pandemic year, and then, getting an extra year, but not being able to take an extra year, Ivan.
Yeah, and that's it's been so unique about this senior class. They are really one of the last of the groups that really benefited from the COVID pandemic and getting the extra year opportunities and things like that. So really a unique story to tell will be this senior group of their experience through high school as opposed to a more traditional and conventional way. We've seen a lot of young athletes matriculate through their high school careers, but this will be a year, Dan, and we've grown up with different variations of Lady Indians basketball where we got to know the nucleus for several years, but it seemed like this one is the one that has hung on us the longest as a collective group, and it'll be sad to see them go, but we know they'll go off to do great things and whatever endeavors they have beyond this, but that's why I'm expecting such a fun season. Like I said, it's going to be a grueling season when you look at the type of schedule they have, the fact that they're going to have to get through some early injuries with Allie Dillon, one of the seniors, not available right now, but we think maybe next week she may be able to return is kind of the prospectus on her, so maybe not by this week and when they play Notre Dame later on this week, but hopefully next week she might be cleared to get back and be a part of this program. But going to get a chance to see some young ones, like a Bailey Warner that we saw toward the end of the last season come on. Sophie Fouch is going to be heavily relied upon, of course, with Elaine Purvis deciding not to come back and play this year kind of abruptly there at the end of the preseason. Really kind of threw a wrench in a lot of things because with her and her experience, this team, wow, was going to be really special. So now they've got to kind of recalibrate and figure out some different roles as we go forward right now here early.
Well, certainly with Elaine Purvis not coming back for this season, it in all likelihood sets up a situation where we will see Hayden Barrier just kind of naturally gravitate to the point. We've always thought that, Hayden Barrier is a point guard that, she's headed to Youngstown State. I think she might have been headed to Ohio State had she played point guard through the years, Ivan. I mean, that's just, she was always a good shooter, but I think her greatest forte is the ability to really handle the ball, and you feel nobody's going to take the ball away from her. Hey, we're going to get the pregame activities going on. We'll be back for that in 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
I'm winding down, and right now, again, we're MLPA problem here in the arena, and well, we're getting ready for the national anthem, and the crowd being called to its feet as we get ready for the playing of our national anthem. We'll let you join in as the Montgomery County Pep Band plays our national anthem. We get the introductions of our starting lineups for the crowd here. And Fleming County dressed down in black uniforms with white numerals trimmed in gold. The Lady Indians, white uniforms with blue numerals trimmed in red. For Fleming County, Lacey Burns, a 5'3 senior, will start at a guard spot. Of course, she's the transfer player. Sadie Price, a 5'7 senior, at the other guard in the post. It's Ariana Adams, a 5'10 junior, who averaged over 17 points a game a year ago. Then you have Amira Jackson, a 5'10 senior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Ava Watson, a 5'5 sophomore, who was a double-figure scorer a year ago. So you do have Adams at 5'10, Jackson at 5'10, a team with some size. They've got the addition of Burns, and we're going to see what that is going to mean to this team. For Montgomery County, they'll open up with Sophie Fouch at a guard spot. She's kind of filling that position for Allie Dillon until Dillon gets back. Reagan Oney. Fouch is only a freshman, only a senior. In the middle is Savannah Jarvis. She is a five. Really, I'm going to move up. She's about 6'1", and she is a junior. Hayden Barrier, a 5'9 senior. And Bailey Warner in the starting lineup tonight. Warner at about 6'1". She and Savannah are very close, Ivan, in height.
Well, and Bailey has really grown in the last year and a half. I've been telling people the last couple of seasons, really the best footwork I've seen out of a young player in quite a long time. Her confidence level is at an all-time high right now.
Montgomery County moving left to right on your dial, and Wheeler jumping it up and against Adams, against the tap for Montgomery County. Barrier heads off to the right side of your dial. Burns guarding her in the Fleming County man-to-man to start out with. Warner, right side, going to be defended by Adams. And down inside, the ball goes to Jarvis. Out to Barrier, an open three, top of the key, that's no good. The rebound is put back up and in by Jarvis and draws the foul. A follow shot, three-point play. That's a pretty good start as a Lady Indian for that young lady.
And that's what you hope to see. Off of a missed shot like that, Jarvis able to track that ball. Again, a lot of size down inside for Fleming County that she's going to have to contend with tonight. But, boy, she showed her quickness to the ball right there.
Amira Jackson with a foul, and Jarvis completes the three-point play. So three points, a two-and, and now Burns drives into the heart of a zone defense and is taken away by Jarvis with the steal. Jarvis comes all the way down, loses control of the ball, and gives it right back up to Burns. So an exchange of turnovers back to the order of Fleming County, and there's Barrier. She comes up with a steal. Lead pass down to Jarvis. Goes under, got too far under, and then missed a shot. Fouch comes away with a rebound, and we get a whistle, and Montgomery County was on the baseline.
Yeah, right there, Jarvis was anticipating contact right there as Jackson was back to defend right there, and it kind of threw her off on that left-handed layup.
So we played less than a minute. Montgomery County with a 3-0 lead, and defensively, Lady Indians are in a 1-3-1 zone, and I tell you, a lot of length out there for Montgomery County. Burns tries to penetrate in on the left side of the crease, goes deep down the left corner to Price, and now back to the free throw line. The jump shot is up and good by Ava Watson, a lefty, and hit a little 15-foot jumper to make it 3-2. And now Fleming County is pressing 2-1-2. Long pass to Fouch inside. Oni goes for the basket, lays it up and in.
Well, that's where you don't want Reagan Oni if you're the defense for Fleming County, because she will drive and attack them every time right there.
Get a blocking foul on Fouch, as she is a player who hit the deck. Sadie Price driving for the basket, and Fouch with the first foul on Montgomery County. And it's going to be a common foul. Sadie Price, a 5'7 senior, good three-point shooter, was taking it to the basket that time. And now on the inbound. Montgomery County trying to match up. They get it outside to Watson. Down on that right side, Adams. Now back, Watson, a floater in the lane, bounces in for it. Bounced high up off the rim and fell back through, and it's 5-4. Price has the first 4 points. Here is Warner down the right side. Might have gotten away with the wall, kind of stumbled there, but Montgomery County retains a possession. We're 2 minutes in. Montgomery County with a 5-4 lead here. Barrier calling signals. Goes to Jarvis, who launches a three that's no good, short off the iron, and a rebound pulled away by Jackson. Here is Burns racing down, splits the defense, trying to get to the rim, has to send it back out. Price a three, no good. Rebound, Jarvis comes away with it for Montgomery County. And Jarvis running all the way down, flips it up, no good. And the rebound is claimed by Jackson. And on the other end, Price goes under. Fouch has picked up her second foul.
That's one thing you don't want to see is Sophie Fouch picking up quick early fouls. You know, you talk about being limited right now on your bench, and Fouch has picked up two here early.
Ava Watson is going to go to the line for two, and Shea Harris, the senior, waits at the scorer's table. Harris has been, she's been a little bit injured, tweaked up, ready to come in. The free throw is up, and that one kicked way up off the rim. I tell you what, Watson.
She's living right.
That's a soft shooting touch, I guess.
You know, her first shot, she went up. We got a friendly little bounce in. And right here on this first free throw, she gets a friendly.
Watson, a 5'5 sophomore, chance to put her team ahead. Missed this one. We're tied at five. The battle for the rebound. Jarvis able to come up with it. And then the ball is knocked away and out of bounds. And it's going to be played by Fleming County, so Montgomery County unable to retain the possession as they battle for the ball. Here's inbounding the ball is Price. Price looking, sends it out on the perimeter to Jackson, and now outside Burns launches a three, no good, and the rebound, Harris takes it away. Harris gets it off to Jarvis, who brings it herself. Jarvis starts in, now sends it over to Harris. Left side, Oney will launch a three. No good. Rebound. Jarvis tracked the ball, goes back up and missed it. And the rebound by Watson. So Montgomery County unable to connect on shots, but they stepped out of bounds. And Montgomery County will get the ball back.
You saw Jarvis down inside up against Jackson there. And she's got to realize she's got to kick it out and reposition.
Barrier, a three, right side, in and out. Went down in the cylinder. Adams comes away with the rebound. So Montgomery County struggling shooting the ball early. They've missed four threes here in the first 3 minutes of the game. We're tied at five. Burns working it against Barrier, who's tracking every dribble. Gives it off at a high post, and now going for the basket and flipping it up and leaving it short. Jarvis with the rebound off that miss by Adams. Jarvis takes it all the way, goes under, And flips it up. No good. Rebound by Warner back up and in.
Looked like Warner got fouled on that. No call, but boy, great job of finishing through that contact by Bailey Warner.
7-5. Price runs into Harris, and Harris is going to be called for the foul. And coming in for Montgomery County is Laura Lee Orison, a freshman. And she's going to come in for Oney. They get it down inside, and Price entered the ball, gets it right back, and now outside a two-point shot is up and no good by Adams. And the rebound long way down Jarvis. We get a collision of players. Jarvis battling for the ball, and I think we had a foul there, but no call. They call a jump ball. They let Burns pretty well. I think she took she pulled two of Jarvis's teeth in there. Boy, Burns is she'll battle you.
I need a couple of faculty members over at the college. I see if she's available.
Burns at 5'3", but a really strong player, even though she's not that tall. Out on the perimeter, Adams. Adams dribbling around with a ball and tried to start inside. Harris turned her away. Watson gives over to Price on the left wing. Warner stays with her. There's a steal. Orison picked it off. Orison goes for the basket, goes up, and wow! How is that not a foul? Oh, my goodness. Orison got hammered to the floor. And here's Burns open from 14. She missed it. And Harris comes away with the rebound. Oh, my goodness.
Going to get a little testy now here early in this game. But what about that rebound that Shea Harris went up there and got? She went up there with a little bit of attitude right here. So maybe that's going to be something to wake Montgomery County up a little bit here.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen a player get hammered quite like that without Orison did. Here's Jarvis. Jarvis starts for the basket, crossover dribble. Back outside. Harrison started with a three, then drives inside and puts it up. No good, but got fouled. And we do get a foul.
I like what Shea Harris did. They got that ball out on the perimeter, gave the ball fake, and drove to the lane to try to get a better look for her first opportunity on the floor.
Amira Jackson has picked up her second foul here early. 3:22 to play in the first quarter, and we'll get a substitution after this first free throw by Shea Harris. Harris, free throw up and good.
Harris just recently committing to Berea College to be a Mountaineer.
Mallory Price comes in replacing Jackson, and Harris, free throw good again. You know, you kind of hope maybe with Jarvis coming in here that we will see Shea Harris play the way we always knew she can. And we have seen her at times. You know, when she can just take over a game, and I think sometimes she feels too much pressure. And driving down inside.
Jump ball.
Jump ball, and Montgomery County will get possession.
Yeah, you hope to maybe get to see Shea a little bit more in a natural position, so to speak. She's, you know.
And she's always been the kind of undersized post player a little bit.
Yeah.
Jarvis, she can play anywhere, but is that taller player. And now inside, here's Jarvis. Down inside to Harris. Wraparound pass to Orison. Goes up and missed the shot. Harris comes away with a rebound, and we get a foul that's going to go against Ariana Adams.
I feel like Adams gets the foul that should have been on Watson for hitting Orison on the other side. I guess Laura Lee, they say she's got that strong athletic build. You can take it.
and she can. She just goes on plays. I mean, she didn't. Inside it goes to Harris, who lays it up and in, and got pushed in the back. And that foul is going to be on
Argo.
Is Argo number three?
Yeah, number three. It's what I've got, Argo.
Okay. So Argo gets the foul. Harris misses the free throw. And Montgomery County with an 11-5 lead. They're driving in. Shot put up on the left side by Watson, and the foul is going to go against Barrier, who let Watson get away from her a little bit there.
Yeah, I thought Hayden was overplaying her a little bit too much, and Watson showed a little skill there with the ball handling there and set her up and exploded to that baseline.
Watson, free throw good.
Watson has looked.
She has all six of Columbia County's points with 2:46 to go here in the opening quarter.
She's looked very comfortable in this matchup here in this first period.
Takes about three dribbles and then pulls the trigger and got it. And it's 11-7. And again, the press applied. Oney over to Barrier, who will dribble it on the far side. Floats it down to Harris. Harris turns, gives it back to Barrier, goes for the basket, lays it up and in off the glass.
That's great execution there, a little give-and-go action there.
13-7, Burns going for the bucket. Ooh. We get a collision.
Laura Lee was playing some good defense, but the official said she was moving and impeded the progress there.
So Orison gets her first foul.
I thought she did a great job of sliding her feet there. I would have liked a no call right there. Really.
Laura Lee saying, I was just thinking about what happened to me down there a couple of times.
And then I got a bruised sternum.
Hey, Coach, Dustin High right now is talking to the officials. I don't know what this conversation is.
He's like, can you give her the same? Well, no. Conferring with another official, so. Yeah, something's happened here, and we don't have the benefit of replay. So now we're hoping that people can replay in their mind what they saw. Oh, so now they caught it on Barrier. Wait, oh, they got this wrong here. Oh my gosh!
No,
they know better than that. See, that and that, yeah. And she wasn't even anywhere near the play. Oh my goodness!
Free throw is no good, but she's got another one coming.
That's where we've been spoiled by. The benefit of replay at the college and pro level, that man at the high school level, you got to rely on.
Barrier's got her second pass.
Yeah, it's just so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. Now the advantage really goes to Fleming County from a ball handling perspective on this Montgomery County team, because you got to expect Coach Brad Cox is going to bring a little bit more heat.
How did they think that was on Barrier?
They didn't think. They didn't know what they saw. I mean, obviously, it is up to not the official that make the call, but the one of the officials helping to make sure you get the number right.
Warner lost the ball coming down. Fleming County and there is Harris coming out and blocking Mallory Price's three-point attempt out of bounds. Fleming County gets it back, but Harris said, we don't want to let that one go in. Now we get Reagan Oney guarding Watson. Watson dribbling right in front of us, crosses over, and palmed the ball. It lost the handle on a little bit and carried it, and Montgomery kind of gets the ball back.
And right there, Reagan created a little bit different of a problem there for Watson there, the way she crowded her space. But, yeah, Dan, when you got an officiating crew, that's what you're supposed to do. You work as a team, as a crew, to help each other out, and they didn't do a good job of helping them out on that foul call.
Here is Jarvis, takes it into the lane, hands it off to Harris, who puts it up too hard. The rebound is loose on the floor, and Montgomery County gets it back as they slap it over to Reagan Oney. Wow. This game has been rough. I mean, now we get a foul call. That's going to be on who? 34. That will be Hannah Kelly, who checked in the game, a 5'9 senior. And Oney's going to go to the line.
Coach Brad Cox is a little bit upset about what's going on here.
Free throw is up and no good. Now, that's the fifth foul, so she shoots two shots.
New little rule and adjustment in this season.
And missed another one. Rebound picked off by Argo. 13-8 with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Here's Price with it. Now Jarvis has picked up Watson. Price on the left side, only with her. Watson working against Jarvis out beyond the top of the key.
Got to be ready to help defender here.
Yeah. They're working with the ball in there, going through the lane. The ball is knocked away. Picked up in there, though, by Argo. And Fleming County able to retain possession there. Oney comes, gets a steal, shovels it ahead to Jarvis, who goes under and lays it up and in.
Oh, the Lioness, Reagan Oney, did a great job of laying over in the weeds, ready to pounce on her prey right there. Did a great job of anticipating that pass, jumping the lane.
15-8. Montgomery County with a 7-point advantage, their biggest lead of the game. 41 seconds to go in the quarter, and they're down in the corner. Fleming County lost the ball out of bounds.
Great job, Bailey Warner, with quick hands right there. And just, hey, the energy that Reagan Noni has infused into this Montgomery County team, you could see it right there on that defensive set.
Now Burns is going to come back into the game because they just need to settle down. Fleming County has to handle the ball better. 8 turnovers here in this first quarter. And now here is Horizon with it. Oney. Warner looking inside. Jarvis over to Oney. Montgomery County passing it around the zone defense. Jarvis looking. Didn't have anything. Montgomery County just needs to be patient here. They got 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Possession arrow. They have it. Now they're down. Jarvis missed his shot. Kind of out of control down on the right side. The ball gets knocked out of bounds to Fleming County.
Yeah, you feel a little bit like maybe Jarvis is pressing a little bit. You know, it's a debut here. And, you know, she's really wanting to show herself well. She just needs to let the game come to her a little bit on the offensive end.
8 seconds to go. Burns dribbles away from a double team. Hands it off. And the ball knocked loose, and Jarvis came up with it, and then the quarter comes to an end. So at the end of the opening quarter, it's Montgomery County with a 15-8 lead over Fleming County, and we'll be back. Second quarter action coming up in 90 seconds.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Fleming County will inbound the ball right in front of us to begin the second quarter play. Montgomery County is now, they're that, I think it's a 3-2, really a point drop,
like,
and there's Jarvis. Jarvis takes it away. Well, she is tough on the defensive end. Right side barriers back in now with those two fouls. Missed a three, and the rebound is claimed by Argo. Fleming County gets it back. Happening in the second quarter, now the Lady Panthers lose it. Barrier comes up with a turnover. Barrier brings it on the dribble all the way into the lane, all the way up and off the glass. No good. Tried it with the left hand. It didn't go down. Adams with the rebound. Burns, left side. Price didn't have a shot. Gives back out to Burns. The Lady Indians this season, they're going to be able to make a statement, I think, on defense.
Yeah.
They have the ability to really shut teams down. And in these zone defenses, because of the length that they have.
Especially when you get, you know, Allie Dillon, healthy,
yeah.
Allie Dillon back, that's really going to help you. That was a walk there.
And there's a takeaway again. The steal, Oney comes up with it. Oney comes down and she gets fouled, and that's going to be on Burns, and that'll be her first. I'm going to have to figure out a new way to work my score sheet, Ivan, to know...
How many times Reagan goes to the floor?
No.
Oh.
How many fouls? You know, the fouls all of a sudden now where you got a new quarter, you got five fouls this quarter.
Messing with
you got to keep Jarvis. And Barrier fires a three. That's no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Adams. So
I thought you were going to say we got the chart how many times Reagan goes to the floor.
Nah, you can't keep up with it.
I think it's three right now.
6.5 minutes to play in the first half. We have not scored here in the second quarter. Now, Argo launches a long three that is no good. and battling for the rebound. Burns able to get it back. Dribbles back out front, cut off by Oney, goes down inside, the ball knocked away, taken away by Barrier. Another steal by Montgomery County. They need to convert ahead. Oney puts it up and in.
Good job of getting out. That's what Montgomery County needs to do. They need to get transition points against this Fleming County team to distance themselves.
Now we get a timeout taken by the Lady Panthers. 6:07 to go here. In this opening half, Montgomery County 17, Fleming County 8. We're right back in just a minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
.607 left here in this opening half of play as the Lady Indians have their biggest lead of this first half at 17-8. They're just smothering Fleming County with the defense right now.
Yeah.
Montgomery County is not shooting the ball well at all to have this 9-point lead.
And you wonder how many times this group of Lady Panthers have seen a 1-3-1 and then to see it with this type of length.
There's a shot put up by Watson, I think. Fleming got it back, and there's a three by Price, no good. And Jarvis comes down with the ball. All the way down and going under. Bailey Warner gets free on the right side, lays it up and in. Warner's second field goal, 19-8. Montgomery County right now on a 6-0 run. Here's Watson left side. There is a three on the way that's good. And you kind of Mallory Price. Both Prices have been good three-point shooters in their career. Mallory is a sophomore. Sadie, the senior. Mallory coming off the bench. Pass goes down inside. The shot put up by Jarvis. No good, but she is fouled. And this one is going to be on.
Adams down inside.
Adams, and Adams has picked up her second foul. So Jarvis goes to the free throw line. Maybe she can make a couple of free throws here. I would kind of get back in the groove a little bit. Free throw up and good.
Yeah, I felt like in that first quarter, especially early on, she was really, really pressing herself on the offensive end. And boy, she's really made up for it on the defensive end and definitely on the glass. She's been a glass eater here in this first half.
Missed the second free throw, but only goes in there and ties up Price, and the possession arrow will stay with Montgomery County.
That quickness off the block by Reagan there, reading that ball.
22-11. Barrier gets it into Dunn, who has checked into the game. Barrier gets it back left baseline, can't get a shot away. Out to Warner, three out of the left corner, left it short, rebound. Jarvis tracked it and goes and puts it in.
That's what she's been doing. She's been a ball tracker for this first part of the game.
On the other end, player hits the deck outside, and there's Price with another three.
Got to find her now. You've got to know where she's at.
22-14, Montgomery County's lead at 8. Deep in the right corner is Warner, comes back out front. Oney to Dunn, left corner to Barrier. And now Oney, sitting in the middle there is Jarvis, and there's Barrier, three left side, good. Aiden Barrier, her first three of the game, she has 7 points. The lead back out to 11. 25-14, Jarvis out on the point of that 1-3-1. They throw a pass down to the right baseline, and the ball is lost out of bounds by Fleming County as Chloe Holland into the game, and she dribbled that ball off her foot. Holland is a 5'7 junior. Oney's going to get a breather now.
That was an excellent look to the baseline, though, against that defense.
Oh, but Fleming County got it back.
Yeah, they said it went off the ground.
Okay. Here's a three-point shot that is up and no good, and Jarvis with another rebound.
Wow.
Off that miss by Watson. Here's Barrier, three out of the left corner, write it down. Barrier back-to-back three-point shots, and it's 28-14.
Of course, being a backbreaker.
Right now, the Lady Indians, it's drip, drip, drip. They're just gradually pulling this lead out further and further in this game. The ball almost lost in backcourt, but saved by Watson. Watson will hold up now and hands it to Mallory Price. Price thought about a really long three, then gives it up instead to Holland. Now, Sadie Price drives down the lane, flips it up and in. Nice move by Sadie Price for her first points of the game.
He had to have a basket there, Dan, of Fleming County.
28-16 with 3:20 left here in the half. Ball tipped away, but Harris gets it back. Shea sends it over to Dunn, who let it get away from her and out of bounds.
Yeah, Nina, did you see that one in right there? It was a great look by Shea. You know, that's the thing about Shea. Out on the winger, the defense overplay. She drove to create that opportunity because they had the advantage at the rim.
Only a little breather. She's come back in for Dunn. Montgomery County has gone back man-to-man. Burns, a little stop and go, got away from Barrier, missed a shot. Rebound put back up and in. That was by Kelly. Here is Jarvis, a three-point shot that is no good. And the rebound is claimed by Watson.
Probably a little bit quick shot there by Jarvis there.
Here's Burns trying to work on the dribble. A little wraparound pass into the basket, take it away. Coming out of there with it is Warner on the steal. Lead pass only. Trying to get under to Jarvis. Lost out of bounds. It'll be Montgomery County's ball.
Reagan was a little bit off balance there, and because of it, it slowed down that look to Savannah Jarvis underneath the basket. Otherwise, that would have been a great fast break reward there.
Entry pass to Jarvis. Out to Warner, over to Oney. Now Barrier backs away near the center circle with the Lady Indians up 10, 2:20 left, first half of play. Working against a Fleming County zone, almost a steal. Jarvis gets it, sends it to Barrier, down low to Harris. Harris off the left baseline, a 12-foot jumper, good. Shea Harris.
Yeah, she should be deadly from that range all year long.
And not very many players are.
No.
Well, that's a lost art. You get in that 8 to 15-foot range shooting-wise. Nobody, they can't make it anymore. Jarvis comes up with a steal. Harris. Harris leads a pass to Barrier, who puts it up and in. And we get another timeout taken.
What about the effort by Jarvis? That was great. To see her dive on the floor immediately to get that possession for the Lady Indians and the fast break.
32-18 with 1:47 left here. So it'll be Fleming County's ball, and they did not call a timeout. They're right back out there. 1:44 left.
I already see Reagan Mays get a chance to check in. Dan, I know this is something that Coach High was hoping to get an opportunity.
Seventh grader going for the basket, and has that was Holland who went in there, I think, and she gets hammered by Shea Harris.
You had Harris and Jarvis there ready to defend the rim.
Harris's second foul. Holland will shoot a pair. Chloe Holland, a 5'7 junior. Right-hander puts it up in a big high arch, and it didn't fall in for her. She'll have another one.
Coach High had a long talk with Reagan Mays before she goes in. He's probably just saying, hey, it's still basketball. You know, don't try to do too much. Just collect yourself.
So Mays is in the game. Second free throw is missed. Jarvis tracks down the rebound. Here is Mays. Dunn deep in the left corner, fires a three, no good, rebound. And Warner gets it back, missed it, gets it back, puts it in.
So that quickness right there did Bailey Warner.
34-18, and down inside, Oney fouls Burns as she goes to the basket. That'll be Reagan Oney's first foul of the game. And Burns will go to the line.
I've got Jarvis with almost 10 rebounds. I got her with 9 rebounds, Dan. I don't know what you got her with.
I'm with you. 9 is what I've got on my card.
Wow.
Burns missed a free throw.
Unbelievable. The Wildcats are having a good game over in Rupp, 21-11 against Miami early on in the contest. We got 11:39 left in the first half.
Free throw is no good, and the rebound. Jarvis is double-figured here in the first half as she grabs that one.
Wow.
Long pass down. Warner holds up, gives it back to Oney. Now Warner, right corner, fires a three, in and out. Jarvis, the rebound, puts it in.
That's a double-double in the first half. Oh, wow.
Burns down, 56 seconds to go in this first half. 36-18, Price missed this one. Jarvis with another rebound. Why not get them all?
Yeah.
Jarvis dribbles across the timeline, sends it to Warner. Warner to Jarvis. Jarvis drives down in and got out of control. And they'll call for traveling. She's worn out. She has played herself to being exhausted here in the first half.
Savannah Shebue. Wow.
30 seconds to play in the first half. Burns across the timeline. Gives to Kelly. Kelly wants to give it right back to Burns. And boy, now Oney is on her. Like that matchup. Like to watch the two of them go at it. Price against Warner. Price on the dribble. Hands it off. Gives it back out front. Clock down to nine. Now deep in the corner. Now they got to hurry and get a shot off. Clock's down to 4 seconds remaining. And what do we got?
They're caught blocking on Bailey Warner on the baseline. Which you really would have liked for Bailey just to go and step a foot on the baseline there. Just to force the ball handler to retreat.
Not a shooting foul yet. Only the third of this quarter. So 4.2 seconds to go. Price steps out, launches a three. No good. And the rebound. Dunn had it, lost it. But the half's going to come to an end. Montgomery County with a nice run there in the late in the half. They score the last 8 points and lead it 36-18 here at the halftime break. We'll be back. Recap this first half for you here at the MCHS Arena. We had a pretty nice crowd on here. It seemed like we got a little bit of a late surge there. I mean, as you look around, we'll be back coming up in 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls with you from the MCHS Arena. Ivan, the verdict was?
It's a 10. Got
10 apiece for Montgomery County, led scoring that first half by Barrier and Jarvis with 10 points each. And Ivan, I don't really think the big story of the half, though, is the defense. Montgomery County forced 16 turnovers in that first half. Just you could most of the time you got five players on the floor that are just very active with hands. They're smart defensively. They're cutting off passing lanes. They're deflecting the ball. I mean, it's going to make it pretty tough on other teams to score points.
Well, the 1-3-1 is kind of a unique defense, and a lot of teams are not familiar with playing against it a lot because a lot of coaches don't coach it, right? And if they do coach it, they don't have the type of personnel like what Coach Dustin Hyde has. And just think about this. When Allie Dillon gets back healthy, you can put her at the point. She can probably move a little bit better than even Jarvis can out front. And you move Jarvis to, you know, either in the center, and then you can put, you know, Harris. I mean, there are so many things you can do once she gets back into the fold that gives teams just all kinds of different looks. And, you know, when you've got a Hayden Barrier maybe running that back line, or even you can put Reagan back here potentially at times. I mean, that's going to be really scary because I like the energy and the activity, and we definitely saw that out of Bailey Warner. You know, she got in and really showed herself well. Well, what are these treats? I don't even want to know.
we have some beer cheese from Coach Risen.
Because when I saw it in the Land of Lakes container, you always know, being old school as we are, that it's not Land of Lakes butter.
That's right.
In here, you know. And I am looking forward to getting this over, dipping a few Ritz crackers down into that right there.
Jimmy Scott just wanted to make sure we knew it was from Coach Risen, because he didn't want us to think that he made beer cheese.
Well, you know, and I think that's why maybe Mark asked me if I was going to be here tonight when I talked to him last night. I appreciate that from our good friend.
Let's take a quick look at individual scoring for Lemon County. Ava Watson, the sophomore, got 7 points in the first half, all in that first quarter. And then Mallory Price, the sophomore, came off the bench and hit a pair of threes in the second quarter to get 6. That's 13 of the 18. Hannah Kelly off the bench had a field goal. Sadie Price had a field goal for 2, and Lacey Burns scored only 1. Again, you'll have games where Burns will get quite a few points out of it, but she doesn't have a good matchup. Whoever's guarding her is going to be somebody, either Barrier or Reaganoni. It's not a good matchup for her, really.
It really isn't. You got
both players are taller, longer, and about as quick.
Yeah, and with Hayden, you're going to get all that hand jive. She's going to get in there and try to put her hands all over everything. And with Reagan is just going to, she's going to crouch you. She's just going to smother you. She's going to want to body you up. And so it gives you 2 different looks, but they're very intense looks that you're going to get from either one of them.
For Montgomery County, Hayden Barrier had 10, Savannah Jarvis with 10, and she also had 2, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 rebounds. 10 and 12 in the first half for Jarvis.
Wow.
Then 6 points for Shea Harris, 6 for Bailey Warner, 4 points for Reagan Oney. That's the Montgomery County scoring, as you had Sophie Fouch, the youngster, got in foul trouble early. Laurely Orison she played quite a bit, did not score, nor did Nina Dunn or Reagan Mays. But Montgomery County got 10 players into the game in the first half, and that's the way the scoring went. We'll come back, look at other statistics for you here at halftime. Lady Indians up 36-18 over Fleming County. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
We're back here at halftime as teams are back now loosening up. The Lady Indians within the circle. They just didn't give Fleming County a chance to. If the ball went in there, it likely came back out, but going the other way.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, we talked about the size of Adams and Jackson for Fleming County. I thought we'd see at least them, you know, touch the ball a little bit more going into this game than they have, or at least try to get shots up to where maybe they could, get an offensive putback or something of that nature. But when shots have gone up, they've either been contested or, we've seen Savannah Jarvis just go get it. You know, Savannah Sheboy, as I call her, she was going up and getting a lot of those rebounds, those 50-50 balls in that first half. So it was really, really, really impressive the first half she had. But a great job of what the Lady Indians were able to do and being able to, one, kind of snuff out the ball handler, and then, two, being able to react and respond defensively to every shot.
Arianna Adams, 0 for 2 from the field. She averaged over 17 points a game a year ago.
Yeah.
Jackson didn't get a shot.
Yeah.
Montgomery County was 15 of 35 from the field, so 37.5% for Montgomery County. 2 of 11 threes, so struggle there. 5 of 9 free throws. Fleming County, 6 of 18 from the field, 2 of 9 threes, 4 of 10 from the line. Montgomery County, 24 to 18 on the glass, win it. And again, 16 turnovers on Fleming County. Montgomery County had 6.
If Montgomery County comes out, they jump right off the bat. Didn't get the steal, though.
Here's Price, deep in the left corner. Goes inside. That's an offensive foul that did not get called. Wow. Warner got knocked down, and now Oney's been knocked down.
And then they're going to say the ball's out on Reagan. She deserves better fate than that to go and get that ball. I mean, that official is just kind of like, hey, I'm taking this play off.
Adams, now Adams in the lane, flips it up and in.
Yeah.
Adams has pretty much said, I'm going to come out and get some points,
Whatever
it takes.
And I surprised that we didn't see a little bit more of that first half.
Here's Barrier. Barrier got away with a push off there. Here is Warner. Warner driving for the basket, and she gets fouled. Well, Bailey Warner earns a couple of free throws.
Well, I think Hayden Berry got away with a foul, but that official couldn't make that call because he just had missed two calls on the other end. If he makes that call, then, he would need an escort out of the gym. I mean, I get what the Fleming County folks are saying, but they weren't screaming down the other end when it was their play. let's be fair here.
Warner missed the first free throw, has two. Bailey's first time on the line tonight, and the free throw's no good again. She's not really a good free throw shooter. Rebound is grabbed by Adams, so 36-20. Burns across the timeline against Oney. Fouch. They go inside. The ball is tipped by Jarvis, and Oney comes up with the ball. Here's Barrier racing down the right side. Adams falls down. Barrier turns, missed a shot. Rebound. Barrier gets it back and tries to go up for a shot. She gets fouled. And let's see who this is going to be on. And that's going to be against Adams. Adams is frustrated there. And Barrier. And it's going to be a non-shooting foul.
It takes Adams out of the ballgame. She's looking and wondering why she's going out.
Entry pass into Jarvis. Jarvis makes a move into the lane. Jarvis loves contact. I mean, she doesn't shy away from contact at all.
Yeah, she's just like her younger brother on the boys' team. He likes contact for whatever reason.
Here is Warner. And Jarvis takes it in there. That's a foul. Oh,
wow.
God.
Wow. They got bumper cards, and then they got their hands on the ball. That's what Coach Dustin Hines was like. Wait a minute. Did you not see the contact that led
this game
to the tie-up?
It got a little crazy. Here we go. Montgomery County under the basket. Comes into Jarvis. After Warner. And Fleming County is trying to pick up the defense. They're really pressing. And Warner goes for the basket. And they just call that blocked out of bounds. Montgomery County will get it back.
Well, I'm sure Coach Cox has challenged his team at halftime.
And it comes to Jarvis. Barrier, three out of the right corner. Shot is no good. And Price comes away with a rebound. Price brings it down. That's Sadie Price. And her pass is blocked, and Fouch comes up with it, and then we get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Fleming County. But, in essence, that's another turnover on the Panthers. It'll give the Indians potentially that extra possession. But Warner is good at every phase of this game and just going to get better.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of it's raw ability.
Now Montgomery County in a 2-3 zone. Burns penetrates, gets a little pass in there, and it's missed. Oney with the rebound after Jackson failed to get it in. And now Oney will bring it across the timeline. Reagan Oney is very comfortable handling the ball, you know, as a senior. She is not really a guard necessarily. She's more like a small forward, but she can handle it. Here's Barrier. Dribbles out front and has it taken away by Price. Goes for the basket, and Barry got under there and blocked it out of bounds.
Nice block by Hayden there. Kind of got caught napping with the ball in her hands back there, but did a great job of recovery.
Here is Fleming County inbounding the ball. Out high, Mallory Price couldn't get a shot away. Barrier recognized the shooter there. Burns penetrates. Floats it down inside, and that's an elbow. Boy, they should call an offensive foul there. Well, I'm telling you, Jackson just swung that big elbow out there. I mean, if she caught somebody there, we're going to have an ambulance in here. The foul goes against Oney. I mean, if she'd hit you in the head with that, you'd be off work. Short-term disability.
I didn't go out there, dear. Let her give me a couple days off.
Price missed it, and Jackson just pushed off and got that rebound. Price again, no good. And again, put up and in by Jackson. And now Burns is going to be guilty of a foul as Montgomery County brought it down the floor. 36-22. Montgomery County's gone almost 3 minutes without scoring, and Lady Indians are going to take a timeout right now and just kind of, I don't know. I don't know what Coach will say to his team right here, but 5:12 to go in the third quarter, 36-22. Lady Indians with the lead, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
Slow start for the Lady Indians here in the second half, in part because of the aggression of this Fleming County team. I mean, they, Ivan, but you know, after watching the first half and seeing the first part of this, this is a defense they can't really sustain probably.
Yeah.
One of the amazing things last night about the, in the boys' game, and I thought both teams played start to finish as aggressive defensively as you'll see two teams do all night long. Jarvis going for the basket, got fouled, and that's going to be on Jackson, and that'll be her third. And Harris will go to the line for two shots.
And you know, you talk about with Montgomery County's boys, of course, they've known it from day one. That's how they were going to play. And I think with this Lady Indians team, they're figuring it out.
Jarvis left the free throw short. Have another one. So Montgomery County still has not scored in this second half. They get 36 in the first half. That's a pretty good half, but now they're struggling. And the free throw's good.
There you go, Savannah. There you go. Got caught in that trap right there. The Watson, she went in there and
Watson got an offensive foul. Her first foul.
Oh, did they call it a foul? I thought they were just calling it a turnover.
They just called it a turnover.
Yeah, Reagan only reached in there and just like a Venus flytrap.
So Montgomery kind of gets it back. Barrier to Oney, who mishandles it but picks it up. Looks, hands right back to Jarvis. Dribbles to the top of the key. Backs away and fires a three, and it's no good. And the rebound, Warner. Warner goes back to the rim and lays it in.
He got held around the waist, but no call.
39-22. Burns goes inside, the ball tipped away. Warner comes up with it. Bailey ahead to Barrier down that right side all the way to the baseline. Ball gets knocked away, out of bounds, and they'll give it to Fleming County. Barry got a little bit out of control there and got too deep out of control. So she couldn't really make any other move than try to go to the baseline. 4:22 left here in the third quarter. So Fleming County will bring it down. Here's Burns. And we get a timeout taken by Fleming County. 4:15 left to go here in the third quarter. Montgomery County 39, Fleming County 22, and we'll be back in just 30 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Third quarter with Montgomery County owning a 39-22 lead. And the Lady Panthers are really trying to make a move, but
yeah,
it's been thwarted. Again, even though Montgomery County is struggling in a big way offensively, the defense is still there.
It really is. And like I said, the turnovers that Fleming County has, it just really kills them once they got down double digits in this ballgame, because then they're really pressing to try to make things happen.
Price out of the left corner. Shot is no good. Shea Harris back in the game, comes away with the rebound for Montgomery County. Lead pass ahead, Jarvis goes for the bucket off the glass, good. Took a nice little pass out there from Oney and kissed it off the glass. Jarvis with a dozen, 41-22. Long cross-court pass goes out.
Oh.
Oney knocked that away, goes for it on the floor, picked back up.
And, oh, wait a minute. Did she grab her? I don't think she grabbed her.
Has a foul on Oney.
Oh.
That's her third.
Granted, we're on the other side of the floor, but I thought because Reagan went down to the floor first, she got to the ball, and that caused Watson to stumble.
Never call a foul on aggressiveness unless it's really a foul.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that was. That was aggressive play. There may have been a little contact. Really not a foul. Well, there's a deep three that's nowhere close. Harris has a rebound, battles for it, comes up with it. What a great hustle play by Harris. After that miss, and a lead pass down, and Oney goes for the basket and gets fouled. And that foul is on Watson, and that's Oney's going to go to the line. And Oney kind of looks over like, I don't know if you wanted to do that or not.
I tell you, yeah, like I said, this game has really, really gotten
extremely competitive. I mean, these two schools no longer in the same region as they once were.
Only puts the free throw in.
But you would have thought this was a fierce rivalry going on here.
Only with five and make it six. And the lead has grown to 21 at 43-22. Biggest lead of the game for the Lady Indians. Jarvis out there on the point of that 1-3-1. That's a double dribble right there, yep, and the official just let it go. Then she walked. Jarvis almost had a steal, couldn't get it. Burns dribbles down, goes for the bucket, up in the lane, and flips it in.
Oh, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call it on Oney.
That's going to be on barrier, I think. I don't know.
Hey, it's the first game of the season.
I don't know who it's on. That's on barrier, but...
Oh, let's just get out of here with nobody getting hurt. How about that?
Yeah, it's
that's my goal.
3:07 to play. I mean, it's not affecting the game much, but except for there's Jarvis with the rebound off the missed free throw. 43-24. Harris moves into the three-point line on the left wing. Long cross-court pass to Warner. Out to Barrier, who backs away on the dribble. Now they start their little rotation. Jarvis beyond the top of the key over to Barrier. Only trying to go through the lane, gets blocked, but now Barrier toward the basket is fouled. That'll be on Burns. No, not on Burns. It's going to be against Kelly. And that's foul number two on Kelly, and Barrier will go to the line for two shots. Ivan, if you could slip out this, at the next break and give me a couple of Snickers.
Let's hope not. Please.
I don't think we're going anywhere anytime soon. I mean, I think we're going to have a lot of
them. I figured you still had some left over from Halloween anyway. So.
Free throws are good by Barrier.
I know you didn't
pass. Has 13.
I know you didn't pass them all out at the house.
45-24. There's a shot. No good by Price. And the rebound is tracked down over there by Kelly. And then we get a whistle and a foul.
It's going to be on Warner. Or...
It's on Warner, I think.
Yeah.
Warner gets her second foul. Four team fouls here in the third quarter on Montgomery County. Pass comes in, and Watson passed up the shot. Now driving into the lane, just throwing it at the basket and missing it as Argo. And a rebound claimed out of there by Montgomery County. Harris brings it down, and Orison lost it out of bounds. It wasn't a real good pass.
Yeah. And
Harris, Harris acknowledged, hey, that was not a good pass.
Yeah, and that was after she did a great job on a defensive board. You hate to come back on her, but she knew immediately that the way she threw that ball didn't give Laura Lee a good chance of securing it.
Nice to have a, you know, here you give, you know, Jarvis a nice breather here at the end of the third quarter. There's a bad pass picked off in there by Barrier. She's running down, and then they take it away. She gets it back. Then the shot is no good, and then Harris gets the rebound, puts it up, gets fouled, and Shea Harris will shoot a couple of shots.
How did Hayden even get that ball to the rim? I mean, she tried to get in between two defenders there. Looked like one had hit her on the arm. But a great job of Shea coming in and cleaning up.
Harris's free throw is up and good. Well, just for the audience's benefit, this is what happens when officials don't keep control and call the game. Free throws are good by Harris, and then you get to where you've got this type of play that is just not a lot of fun to watch right now. I mean, the teams are just, there is contact on every play.
Yeah.
Call as many fouls as you want.
And it's not, and then they're going to call a foul on Harris again. And it's just gotten to the point where...
Don't do that, he's dead.
It's not safe. You know, it's not safe when it gets to this point. You got a team staring up at a 23-point deficit in this situation. It's chippy.
Now with 1:44 to go in the third quarter, that's the fifth foul. So Hannah Kelly will go to the line for Fleming County, shoot a couple of free throws, puts it up and in.
47-25, and she makes another one. She has 4 points. 47-26. Across the timeline, and there is Harris launching a three. No good. Rebound. Warner gets it. Oh, my goodness. Got it blocked. Barrier gets it, and then she is held, and they call traveling on her.
Oh, no, they called
a foul. Oh, they did call a foul.
Sorry, say, I looked down. I looked down. I was like, surely to God they did. Well, that three-point shot by Shea, boy, it looked like it was on target.
Barrier makes a free throw. Has another one coming. Warner's going to get a little breather here as Sophie Fouch returns to the Montgomery County lineup. Barrier, free throw good again. 49-26, minute 25 to go, third quarter. Oney now at the point of the 1-3-1. There's a little short jump shot. Wide open on that left baseline was Mallory Price, who has 8 points. 49-28. Lemon County defensively is man-to-man. Oney top of the key over to Fouch. Gets down to Orison, who gets...
Got bumped. Oh, and they just got caught up. She did not... I mean, she's going to come down on her feet if she's not hit. I mean, come on. I mean, how do you not see that? I'm sorry. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Under a minute to play in the third quarter. 49-28. Price. And now we're going to get a reach in on Harris. And that's her fourth. And we get two shots for Sadie Price.
I'll give you a little good news here. The Cats at halftime are up 42-37 against the Miami Hurricanes.
I can tell you, really, the definitive word for what we're describing to you is that our friend Doc Fields just got up, put his jacket on, and he's headed out of here.
He has
watched this enough. Free throws are good.
And that stands up
by Price.
If Montgomery County is able to keep this up around the 20-point mark,
his granddaughter might get in the game. He watched her playing a JV game. That was his barrier, an open three-point shot that is no good. And the rebound, Fouch gets it out to Orison, puts it on the deck, hands it to Dunn. Dunn's three is good.
And that's what Nina can do. Nina has shown the ability to shoot that three-point shot. Great to see that for her.
Down inside, Price puts it in. 52-32. And going for the basket is Barrier. Puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound is battled for, and it's taken by Kelly. And the quarter comes to an end. We got 8 minutes of this left. It's 52-32. We'll be back in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We got 8 minutes left.
And then I get to go in.
And we do have back into the game Ariana Adams and Amira Jackson. And Montgomery County has, right now, both of their bigs out of the game. So Pass down inside, and Price breaks off a screen, got wide open, lays it in.
Immediately off of that back pick, you talk about the size not being there, and immediately they go to the back pick.
Here's Barrier off the screen. Goes over on the left side, fires a 17-footer that's no good. And the rebound is claimed by Jackson.
Oh, and then a steal by Barrier.
Barrier took it away and laid it in.
Great job of keeping her eyes up right there by Hayden.
Back to the 20-point advantage, 54-34. There's a back cut again, and Price missed this one. The rebound by Nina Dunn, and Montgomery County down in a hurry. Dunn sets up for a three. Good.
Dunn on the trailer. Oh, you couldn't have threw it up any better. Wow, that was textbook. Great find by Oney.
Down inside, Adams forced it up, and it didn't go. And the rebound, Fouch comes out for Montgomery County. Lead pass ahead, and Oney takes a spill.
She's going to be all right, but boy, that was a lesson in physics right there. My goodness.
Now Montgomery County is getting, and what you've got here is, I think Montgomery County would like to substitute a little bit, but they can't.
They can't.
You can't put those young players in now.
And that's, you know, that's what you get a lot of times, you know.
All these free throws up and good.
I'm glad that she's able to get herself together. Her faculty's back in order. What about Nina Dunn, though, coming in hitting two big threes in this? Oh, and there's Jarvis.
Free throw is no good. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Adams knocked Jarvis to the floor.
What did
it's going to be out of bounds, too, Fleming County.
Do we have a crash-up derby circuit going on here in the county this past summer? That's what this is like right here.
I was going to say bumper cars, but it'd be more like bumper trucks.
Yeah.
There's a steal by Warner.
There has to be a foul from behind.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm done now. I'm done right there. that right there, that's inexcusable. You got to turn your whistle in on that one. I mean, you literally let somebody come from behind.
They practically tackle Warner and no foul call. They call her for walking. There's a shot put up by Watson that's good.
That's absurd. That is absolutely.
Here's Barrier going for the basket, feeds it off. Oney gets fouled in there. And
they made Reagan look good shy. Now she's like.
Amira Jackson is fouled out.
If I'm not going to get credit for taking this contact, why would I want to shoot that? Oh. I would like to ask that official, why was there not a foul called back here on Bailey Warner? Because how do you let somebody just come from directly behind and accost a player?
He would say she just walked and fell in.
Well, they already said that about Lord Lee back in the third period. She got knocked out of the air.
Oney's free throw is good. Reagan Oney. 8 points for her now.
I say she gets two here. They're all.
. 59-37. 6:21 still to go. Oney, what a soft touch on those free throws. She had. 60-37. Montgomery County in kind of a 2-3 zone right now. Burns, a three is good.
High arcing shot.
60-40. Barrier against Price. Gives over to Shea Harris. Puts it on the deck. Feeds it out to Jarvis. Jarvis driving in. Then hands it off, and Warner for three, no good. Rebound Harris. Harris turns, flips it up, no good. Rebound Oney. Oney trying to get out of there. Jump ball. And Montgomery County will keep the possession here with 5:46 to go. Underneath their own basket, Barrier ready to inbound the ball. Gets it in, only close to the basket, goes up, and, oh, that shot didn't even come close because she got hit on the arm, but Fleming County comes away with the ball. There's a long cross-court pass. Burns on the other side fires the three good.
Burns found the shooting eye here.
60-43. Here's Barrier. Jarvis. Jarvis goes for the bucket, lays it in.
That's nice right there. Use that body to your advantage here.
62-43. Burns whips a pass down inside, getting open and laying that one in is Adams for her fourth point. 62-45. Montgomery County never really got their defense at that time. Kind of in transition. Here deep in the right corner is Warner, back out to Barrier. She backs away near the timeline, keeping the dribble. Burns, as she gives it up to Warner, right wing. And now Harris flashes out, puts up a 15-footer, good. Jay Harris in double figures with 10. 64-45. 4.5 minutes to play. Burns comes down, launches a long three that's no good. And the rebound, wow. Price goes in and battles. And now Burns again, and this one is no good. And the rebound taken by Jarvis. Burns missed a pair. Lead pass down to Audie, who goes up. And Oney puts it up, no good, and now we...
It should be a charge on Oney, but what is the call going to be? Because Reagan did pull her over. And they didn't call. Yeah, that should have been against Reagan.
It's going to be on Burns. Oney's going to get two shots. I'm not sure. See, I thought Oney got fouled the first time she went up.
Yeah, she did.
They didn't call it, and then...
Yeah. But I was just saying, when you blew the whistle, it was the wrong call.
Only makes a free throw. In double figures with 10 points. Fifth player to hit double figures tonight for Montgomery County.
You know, in the age of streaming, everything's a little delayed. Maybe these officials are streaming into this game.
66-45. Here driving is Watson. Ooh. Hooks a little pass. Nice one to Price, and then her shot's no good. And then... Warner is going to be called for a foul that will send Adams to the line. Warner with her third foul. Adams is going to shoot a pair. Free throw is up and good. ...66-46 with 3:58 to go. Adams' second free throw is good. Wish he was good. True on those. 66-47. Now Adams will come out. And back in comes Mallory Price. So they're in a press. Barrier floats it down the left side to Warner, who moves right around the defender, goes for the bucket, put it in, and drew the foul.
That's what I like seeing.
What a finish with contact by Bailey Warner.
Yeah, that was the thing we talked about last year, you know, her physical strength was lacking, but boy, she showed it right there.
Argo got the foul. And that was Warner's 10th point, and that gave Montgomery County five players in double figures, and we're going to get a timeout. 3:52 left to play in the game. Montgomery County with a 68-47 lead. Water at the free throw line when we come back in a half minute.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
.352 left in this game, and Montgomery County leading 68-47. Montgomery County got its first 20-point lead at 43-22. Montgomery County has been back within 17 points at one time, but it's at 21 right now. So that's where we've been. Montgomery County got the lead out there again. I'm telling you, you hope nobody gets hurt in this game. And if you're the Montgomery County coaching staff, you can't put your young players in. You can't, you'd like to substitute a little bit right now, but It's not going to happen. I mean, they would be, Warner completes the three-point play, 69-47. What do we got?
I don't know. I don't know if they thought they heard a timeout or something being called. It wasn't.
Anyway, Fleming County will come down now. Montgomery County defensively is going to be man-to-man. Jarvis is guarding Adams on the inside. Here is Burns out to Price. Mallory Price's three is no good. The rebound. Adams gets it and a foul on Jarvis. Jarvis gets her first foul. So Adams will shoot a pair of free throws. Adams, scoreless in the first half, has six now. And free throw is up, and it rolls off this time. Made a pair a moment ago. Fleming County has been much better in not turning the ball over as much, but the Montgomery County defense has not been quite as aggressive as it was in that first half to stake the Lady Indians to this lead. She makes the second free throw. It's 69-48. Now Montgomery County will work against the press. Honey looks and sends a pass down to Warner. Warner will have her pass deflected, but picked up by Oney. Across the timeline, Jarvis. Cross court to Barrier. Hayden goes down the lane, spins, weaves, puts it up. What a move, but missed a shot. Oney with the rebound. She hits the deck, but shovels the pass back outside, and Montgomery County has it. Down inside, and Harris gets called for traveling.
I'm glad you're doing play-by-play. I don't know how I could have done this. I've been so frustrated.
Well, the thing about it is I'm trying to control myself a little bit. I mean, you know, I know the listeners, they don't want to hear every play. But it's, wow. Price floats a pass inside for Adams. Shot blocked by Jarvis. That's a great block. For all the fouls they haven't called, and Adams knew it. Adams came walking away with a smile. She knew that Jarvis blocked that shot clean as a whistle, but her second foul, and Adams back on the line.
Savannah agrees with you, too. She's like, what can I do? What can I do?
2:55 to go. Free throw is good.
Well, Adams has definitely been a stat sheet stuffer in the second half. She came out. You know, like I said, first possession, they got the ball right into her.
Makes a pair of free throws there.
Made her living at the free throw line here.
69-50. There's Barrier. Long skip pass over to Warner, who gets fouled three times, and they finally called it. And now Price just can't believe it. Right in front of us, she grabbed her right on the arm and then just couldn't believe that she got called for the foul.
Well, you didn't call me the first two times. Why are you going to decide on the third? Well, the third is the charm.
Warner is going to get to go to the free throw line for two shots. 2:51 left.
We'll give these officials a mulligan. We'll say this is the first game of the season potentially for all of them. And we'll allow them to have a mulligan, but if I see any of these three again and I see anything nearly like it, I might have to say something to them. I mean, this is a veteran officiating crew. This is not like you got some rookies out here.
Warner missed, but only gets the rebound and puts it in. Reagan Oney.
Where did she come from?
I don't know. Not from the inside position, I know that. 71-50. Adams puts it on the floor, powers her way, and she walks.
Oh, that is not a foul. That is not a foul. Not on any planet. I mean, what planet were the Space Jam characters from?
Barrier gets her fourth. She just, I don't know what she did, but she walked. I mean, she picked the ball up and took it two steps. Here's Burns out front. Hands it off. Price firing a three that is no good. And Jarvis with a rebound. That'll be another foul on Price.
All right, and
Price hurt herself, I think.
And that's one of the least egregious fouls that I've seen tonight right there. And they immediately blew the whistle.
Price, her third foul, but she signals that she's okay. She gets up and...
Is Jarvis okay? I saw her hold the back of her head. I don't know if she hit her head or not. maybe she was just gathering herself.
Jarvis, I think we're seeing the effects of the two-shot fouls right here.
Yes. What about the...
It's kind of like eliminating the 20-second clock in baseball and going back where you just stay as long as you want to out there.
What about...
72-50.
Savannah Jarvis in her Lady Indians debut.
Nice double-double. The rebound. She missed a free throw, got the rebound. 72-50 barrier, three left side.
Oh,
good.
Wow. That was ridiculous. That right there was a ridiculous shot.
75-50 the score.
Caught it and fading away.
Adams wants to drive for the basket, but she picks up the dribble. Ball knocked away by Barrier. Now Jarvis on the floor, but picked up. A nice little bounce pass in there. 18 seconds in the lane. The shot is missed. Harris.
The official count.
Harris gets the rebound. Here's a three by Jarvis that does not go down. The rebound.
Oney,
and they've called Oney for over the back. Minute 50 to go. We'll walk down here and.
Shay Harris has quietly put together a nice little sheet here. She's nearing a double-double herself.
Valerie Price has 8 points. Free throw is no good. Price came out and hit a back-to-back threes there in that second quarter, but has had only one field goal since. And now Sadie Price is out of the game. And coming back in to replace her is Chloe Holland. Valerie Price makes this free throw. 75-51.
Shay's got on some nice shoes there, doesn't she?
Yeah, those are.
They might be the best I've seen out on the floor tonight.
Multiple shades of pink.
Yes.
Here's Barrier off to Warner. To Jarvis, top of the key. Here, Barrier breaks through the lane on the follow-away jumper. No good. Rebound is taken by Burns.
Reagan just. Yeah, she didn't secure the rebound, but she stopped any thought of a fast break coming out of there by knocking it out of bounds.
Minute 32 to go.
Well, Lady Indians will need these couple of days off before they play again just to recover from all this beating and banging.
There's a pass going inside, and the ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Fleming County. Now we are going to get some substitutions in for these last minute and 20 seconds. You kind of hope that Fleming County would come back and counter, but I don't think so.
Not while they're on offense.
But Adams is not in the game, and that helps.
Yeah, Jackson
bit.
Either, yeah.
The two really bigs. There's a three that's up and good. And
Watson said, I'll just shoot a three.
Watson knocks down her second three of the game. 75-54. And we get a timeout taken by Fleming County, and now they...
Yeah,
Coach Cox.
He wanted to get that one last offensive possession in.
He gets substitutions in. So we got a minute 14 to play, and we will wrap this thing up. And a few other fans that said enough are headed for the exits.
Let's see what the Cats are doing here.
This has been a long night.
The Cats are up 57-43 over the Miami Hurricane. 16:04 left, so the Cats have kicked it back into gear again. They can be a scary team at times, though, can't they? You know, you look at them. And
you just hope one of the bigs comes back soon.
Yes. Well, Bradshaw was working out pretty good in the pregame tonight.
Well, here is Reagan Mays, a seventh grader, coming down, hands to another seventh grader. Parker and Rout. How do they step on the sideline over there?
I'm about to tell her, PA, I'm like, hey, PA, then the size of the floor is the same as it is over at McNabb, so you can't be teetering around that sideline.
Now, Fleming County operating with the ball, and there is a three put up that is good. And new player in the game.
And I didn't write her down.
That hit that three, and we'll get her name here in a minute. Now, going down the right side is Orison. She hits the deck and gets fouled. Brooklyn Beckett, a little 5'3 freshman, hit that.
you look out on that floor down there, and you're talking about the tennis shoes, the sneakers on each player. It looked like they've all stuck their feet in a highlight marker explosion or something, with the pinks and the yellows and the greens out there.
Morrison puts the free throw in her first point.
Norley.
Yeah, Dunn's got the greens.
He's got some pinks. He got the
Parker. Pink and gold.
Yeah, Parker Ann's got that pink. And
and then blue for Mays. Second free throw is no good. Rebound by Argo. And Argo's going to say, let me try three, and missed it. But the rebound is picked up by Fleming County, and Argo will try another three, and she'll miss that one. And the rebound is gathered in by Mays. Fleming County down, and they lose it. Route unable to handle it. 76-57, going down and forcing up a shot as Argo. No good. Fleming County got the rebound, and then we get a foul that's going to go against Mays. And at the free throw line will be Holland. And that one did not draw iron.
Missed it by that much.
Alexis White is a sophomore in for Montgomery County.
Oh,
and
wow.
That one did not draw iron.
Well, maybe the middle school floors are a little bit different dimensionally. I don't know. Have them stepping out of bounds.
That's Holland, though. She's a junior.
Yeah, she's a junior. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Here's Mays down across the timeline.
Playing the old middle school. They got climbed down into the swimming pool over there.
Mays and time will run out. 76-57. And a game not nearly as close as a final score would indicate. Lady Indians get a season opening win. We'll be back and begin our post-game show coming up in 2 minutes.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
I made it feel so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
On a night when the Lady Indians shot 34 free throws in the game, Montgomery County gets the victory here to open their season, 76-57. And
I can't believe it
was a long and wild one.
It was. It was a long and wild one, and I don't know that we expected it to be as physical as it ended up getting in this ball game. And, you know, obviously Montgomery County kind of set the tone with their defense and the way that, you know, they had to be able to manufacture possessions early on in this game. And as they were able to kind of slowly get themselves distance from this Fleming County team, you saw where the struggle for Fleming County was. That defense didn't allow good penetration. They weren't getting the ball inside to their bigs early on. And it just really became a situation where Fleming County was just trying not to get embarrassed at one point in time in this ballgame. But I thought it was a good collective effort by the Lady Indians here, with different players at different times doing different things, that led to an outstanding result in this ballgame.
Fleming County, they put 57 points on the board and only had one player score in double figures tonight. And that was Ava Watson, who had 13, the sophomore, and she put up only five shots in the game and made four of them, and two of them were threes, and made three of four from the line. They should have set Watson up a little bit more and let her shoot the ball, but she has 13. And then Lacey Burns had eight in the second half, nine for Ariana Adams, all in the second half, nine for Mallory Price off the bench. She had a pair of threes. 8 points for Sadie Price, then two for Amira Jackson before she fouled out with 6:21 to go in the game, four for Hannah Kelly, and Brooklyn Beckett had three, and you had Argo and Holland, who played but did not score. For Montgomery County, five players in double figures, led by Hayden Barrier with 20, had 10 in each half. Then it was 15 for Savannah Jarvis, along with 16 rebounds. We really thought after her 10 and 12, we might see a 20-20 tonight, but we did see a 15-16 from her. 13 points for Reagan Oney, 7 rebounds for her. 11 points for Bailey Warner, 10 for Shea Harris, along with 10 rebounds. So Harris a double-double. 6 for Dunn, pair of threes in that second half off the bench. 1 point for Orison, as you had Fouch and White and Rowden Mays, who played but did not get into the scoring column. So Coach Dustin High is with us. Coach, what a way to start the season.
We've got a ton of stuff to work on, but I was really proud of the girls and the way they came out.
Physical game.
Oh, my gosh. And I think we talked about it last night. I was expecting that, and I really felt like our girls met the challenge.
You shoot 34 free throws in the game tonight, and could have shot a few more, maybe.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, and that – I made the comment at halftime. It's like, I mean, in a way, I thought the same thing last night with the officiating crew. As physical as the game was last night with the boys, same thing tonight. Like, the officials are like, this is the start of their season too, and that's a very difficult game, in my opinion, to start your season with. I mean, it's physical. You don't want to take over with tons of whistles, but at the same time, you got to keep it basketball and not football. And I mean, there were some spots where I got a little frustrated, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just happy to get out of here healthy and with a win.
Yeah, it could have been an injury situation. I mean, this game, that's a problem. Officials, they deal with it all the time, and it's not easy to do. But if you let it go too far early, then it deteriorates, and then you get contact, and once the horse is out of the barn, it's tough to get him back in, isn't it?
Yeah, and the great thing about that crew was those are all three guys that are willing to talk, and I am making a conscious effort not to yell and more conversational on the sideline, and that was a crew that was willing to talk about it, and that's really, at the end of the day, definitely not ever going to agree on everything, but you just want to be able to have some dialogue, and that was a good crew for that.
Let's talk defense. This is a team that's going to, is this team going to hang their head on the defense more than the offense, really?
Yeah, I think we gotta have. I mean, I think any good team is able to steal some points from their defense, and I don't like to play the 1-3-1 as much as we did, but that's what gapped the game, and it was really hard to get away from it. And once we went man, I thought it was kind of a scramble mode, and that was one of the things that we talked about after the game. We've got to be able to go back and forth between our defenses and not lose our man-to-man principles. And I thought we got a little sloppy in our man-to-man late.
You forced 16 turnovers in the first half, 23 in the game. I don't know if I'd ever left the 1-3-1.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and it's you're playing the game on the floor, and you're also playing things that you need to work on and improve, and it. We got to be able to switch between defenses, and that's definitely an area that we're going to have to improve. But I tell you, the way that game went, especially in the first half with Hayden picking up that phantom second foul, I couldn't have been more pleased with our depth. I thought everybody that came in off the bench contributed and was a plus, and that's going to be something that we're going to have to build on and really work to strengthen and get them live reps and get them comfortable and confident when they step out there on the floor.
Five players in double figures for you tonight.
Really? That's always a good sign.
Early in this game, did you think maybe that Savannah Jarvis felt a little pressure to come out in her first game here at Montgomery County to put on a little bit of show, and then she forced it a little bit early?
I actually made the comment on the sideline early on. She is really excited. And we gotta be more organized, but I would much rather have her come out that way than come out timid and meek and kind of afraid to stick her nose in. I'd much rather try to reel it in than try to dig it out.
Let me write those two words down. Timid and meek. Two words that will never be used with Savannah Jarvis, right? Except as you just said, you didn't want her to come out timid and meek. What a player. What an addition to a team that, with the way Oney and Barrier, and we know Allie Dillon when she comes back, and Warner. I mean, this team, this length, this aggressive style of play, I mean, you don't have to coach this bunch to mix it up, do you?
No, and that's just trying to make sure that we toe the line and don't cross the line. And you got to play the way the game's being played, but at the same time, you also got to know when to reel that thing in.
Yeah, this Fleming County team. Talk about the fact that you negated their inside presence though in the first half. If you never get the ball in, you don't ever have to worry about them scoring, do you?
That's right. I thought two things led to that. The pace and we played through them at the basket when we had opportunities to score and put them in situations where there was contact and we put it on the officials whether or not that was going to be a trip that they were going to call it. And I thought that our girls did a really good job around the basket. I mean, you had Hayden and Shay and Savannah and Bailey got in there a few times. Just we've talked a lot about playing through the contact and not trying to get away from it. And I think in the past we've kind of tried to steer away from the contact, and we haven't gotten the whistles at the basket. And tonight I thought we played to the rim.
For the first time in her career, Hayden Berry really does have to rebound, does she? I know you're not going to say that and tell her that, but the reality of it is she can really be more of a perimeter player than I think she's ever had to be.
Yes, and I mean, we're going to have to find ways to mix it up to get her on the ball and off the ball offensively, but, she's too athletic not to wait in there and get involved in the rebounding game, but it's not going to be solely on her shoulders to make sure that we get perimeter rebounds. I think this can be a really good rebounding team, but it's got to be like we got to do early work. We're not going to be strong enough to move people out of the way. We got to work early and get position and use our athleticism to chase them down once they hit the floor.
Would you have expected to out rebound Fleming County 49-36 coming into this game?
No, that was actually one of the things that Ivan and I talked about pregame, rebounds and turnovers. And no, I would not have expected to open up tonight, especially with a double figure margin. Brad Cox at Fleming does a great job, and one of the things we traded, I only had one of our scrimmages on film, and we traded our scrimmage films. And one of the things that I was impressed with in watching their film was they were making a conscious effort to block out. And to be able to pull that many rebounds against a team that you know has been coached to put bodies on people and really put an emphasis on rebounding, that's a really good sign for us.
Your rebounds, their turnovers, total of 71. Their rebounds, your turnovers, total of 51. 20 differential. You win by 19. It's amazing how many times that statistic will work out. It kind of seems to even cover up the way the two teams may shoot the ball.
Well, I mean, you look at that, and I mean, that statistic is opportunities. You're either getting them or you're giving them up. And when you have a plus 20 differential for rebounding and turnovers, that's 20 opportunities. And you feel pretty good about your chances when you get extra opportunities.
All right, Coach, now you got to go on the road to Northern Kentucky, Notre Dame. A game that's going to be at Covington Catholic. We don't know that any girls team has ever played at Covington Catholic before, but we're going to get a game there this weekend because of some work being done on the Notre Dame gymnasium. And what do you know about the Notre Dame team here early?
To be completely honest, I know we've got four or five films in there, and I mean, all that's last season, and kind of trying to sift through who's still there, who's not there, and then hopefully we get a film this week. But when I say I was concerned about this one tonight, I meant it, and I have not looked forward to Notre Dame. I mean, I've probably watched 4 to 5 hours of film, and not a second of it has been Notre Dame yet.
Hey. Well, Coach, congratulations. A nice way to start this season. We talked about, I mean, this schedule that you have put together, Notre Dame and Henry Clay and Cooper, and you've got Bryan Station on there, and then you're going to be in the Lady of the South, and we know that that's going to be tough without any question, and then Russell, and then Clark County twice, and then Bethlehem. And Rowan and Madison Central off to a good start last night. You've got Highlands. You've got Franklin County off to a good start. You've got Ashland Paul Blazer You don't have many opportunities, but one thing about it, your junior varsity team tonight, you got those seventh graders who are going to get a ton of playing time, and it's kind of nice to have those junior varsity games are going to be big for everybody except the core of this varsity team. So there's not even, most nights out, even when you don't get a chance to go down your bench very far, it's going to be a good night for everybody, isn't it?
It is, and I Coach Luker picked up his first career win in the JV game tonight, batting 1,000 for his career. But I was really proud of the way that JV game, not forget the score, I thought that they executed, and I thought that they did a really good job in the 1-3-1 for them. And I was just really proud of the way that they went out there and controlled that game. And Coach Luker and my dad have been putting in extra time with that group, and you could definitely see it in action out there.
Is there anything that can happen that would cause Bailey Warner to not be used in the JV game?
I am very, very reluctant to make that move, and I've just past experiences, and just I would be a little more concerned about it if she had also played a middle school season, but they're finally in high school. There wasn't a middle school season. I think that those reps in the JV game are important, and I think it allows her to play a little differently and be a little more aggressive, and I want to make sure that she keeps that mentality and build that confidence and carry that into the varsity game.
Yeah, it's really going to help her ball handling, isn't it?
Oh,
she's going to get to.
Sure.
And I don't know. I mean, she's such a complete player. I hate to say, you know, that there is a weakness to her game. I guess I would think if there is any weakness, it might be ball handling on the perimeter a little bit. I mean, she's got a height to her, but in these junior varsity game tonight, she was forced to kind of get over and play that point guard mentality almost. And I thought as it was happening, boy, that's going to really, really pay dividends for her along the way.
Yeah, and I mean, I would kind of change that around a little bit. I don't think it's an issue with ball handling ability. I think it's more of ball handling confidence. I think she's got the ability, and the more opportunity she gets, I think the more confident she's going to become, and I think she'll be there when it's all said and done.
Who's the most aggressive player on your team?
Oh, mercy. I mean, you could pick any of three or four of them tonight. I mean, between Hayden and Reagan and Savannah, and I mean, you go on down the line, I mean, they were all at times overly aggressive. But again, I would much rather have that and try to reel it in than try to poke and prod to ag them on.
That was a loaded question. I thought I knew what your answer might be, and the only thing I want to know, I hope doesn't happen, I hope that Laura Lee Orison does not hear that you did not mention her name in terms of aggressiveness, because
what a great night in both games, Laura Lee.
Can you get a player like that? Last thing, can you get a player like that to reel things in a little bit, or do you even? I mean, at some point in time, she's going to be a better player if she plays a little bit more under control.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's as much reeling it in as just having a little better feel for picking your spots and just knowing when to go and when to hold.
Yeah. Know when to hold them and when to fold them. Hey, Coach Dustin, congratulations on a nice win. Nice crowd.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we'd like to get bigger crowds. We hope that there will be bigger crowds for the Lady Indians.
I'll tell you, and I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Rawlings and the band. I think that I was here for the boys' game last night, and they were here again tonight for our game, and he has done a fantastic fantastic job.
Yeah.
And they are loud and they are active, and it is just really fun. It makes for a really fun environment, and I know our girls appreciate it, and I just want to make sure that he gets a mention.
Okay. Dustin, Coach, thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lady Indians get the win tonight, a 19-point victory. Your final, 76-57. Montgomery County made 25 of 60 field goal attempts, only 5 of 19 threes, 22 of 34 free throws. Fleming County, 18 of 47, 7 of 24 from the three-point line, and 14 of 25 free throws. Indians out-rebound the Lady Panthers, 49-36, and Fleming County, 22 turnovers, Montgomery County, 15. That'll do it for us tonight. For Ivan Rawls and Jeff West, our studio engineer, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll be back on Friday, and it'll be football from Kroger Field and Commonwealth Stadium, the Gridiron Bowl. We've got three games Friday, three games Saturday, and we'll have all the action for you. Noon, 4, and 8 are the starting times each day, and we'll kick things off with Raceland and Pikeville at noon on Friday. Hope you'll join us for the broadcast this weekend, and thanks to all of our sponsors who help us bring you the action from the state football playoffs. So until we join you then at about 11:30 on Friday, for Ivan Rawls and Jeff West, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks a lot for being with us. Lady Indians 76, Lady Panthers of Fleming County 57. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. I will be a breeze.